Firstly, Craig, I just want to say how profound I found your Direct Awakening course, which I took a couple of years back, but I keep recycling through, and it has been an amazing turnaround for me.
Thank
And
you.
my question is, I've been becoming more, becoming aware of awareness, and then becoming even more aware all of the time, which now is starting to kind of show up in my everyday. So I can be gardening and suddenly I feel very connected, or walking and I'm feeling very connected, or talking to friends and I'm feeling very connected. And I kind of dip in and out of it. But I do know when I'm in it, I'm starting to get another level of intelligence that's kind of giving me insights and meanings about things that I've never really thought about before, and suddenly you think, my goodness, that's quite remarkable in what I'm seeing. So I guess my question is, I feel that I'm actually on that path, and I'm starting that whole process of awakening. And I think what I really want to know is, maybe there is no answer to it, but is it something like generally where I'm like using a new muscle, so it just gets stronger and stronger and stronger? Or do people tend to start and then get suddenly just clicks and you're there all of the time? Or I'm not sure how it works, and I just don't know if you can give any guidance on it.
Well, first, I'm happy to hear about the progression that you're describing, because that's very natural and it makes a lot of sense that you're doing the, sounds like you're really doing the meditation practices wholeheartedly, and then you're starting to notice this organic awakening process that's moving in you throughout your life. You're not trying to necessarily do it, but it's just all starting to happen naturally. So that means you're that, and if we want to think about the process of awakening, it's something that, yeah, we can make a lot of effort to evolve and awaken, but it's also something that really the main effort is to get out of the way of the process and allow it. We human beings, I would say, in our most natural our most natural state, our most optimized, naturally functioning state, are going to be these naturally self-evolving, awakening, growing beings. Like, that's what we are at our best. That's what we are when we kind of get the gunk out of the machinery. We start to function and flow, and our own consciousness starts to expand, and insight starts to flow, and deeper understanding of reality and a deeper love starts to flow. Our heart starts to open. We care. All of these things just start to happen of their own accord when we get our ego out of the way, really, to put it simply. So, but in terms of your question of, does that just kind of like, are we strengthening a muscle, meaning we're just getting more and more,
Is it building?
more and more, your enlightenment muscles are, your the strength to stay. Well, you could, the muscle metaphor, you could say, well, this, the inner strength to stay true to that, to stay with that, even because, it's one thing when it's wonderful and beautiful, and then other times when it's hard, it's challenging maybe to face the truth all the time, because it's one of the things we have to do on the spiritual path. We have to always face the truth. We have to always stay with reality. We have to not distort, deny, avoid, defend. We've got to be undefended, undefendedly with reality. That's a very vulnerable place to be. Are we going to be true? Are we going to stay with that? So there is a strength to stay with the process of awakening as it opens you more and more. So that is a pretty good metaphor. Can it at some point, there's a juncture we cross? Yeah, there are actually several different junctures we can cross that become like a new stability, a new foundation for our life. So basically, both metaphors are true, and it can happen both ways. Like, it can just be a organic unfolding that just goes from one thing to the other. There can also be a real crossing into a new stability in awakened consciousness that we don't fall back from, that we are going to stay in, because it's become our new home. But again, that probably takes a lot of renunciation and a lot of discipline to get to that crossing over, where we've really kind of, look, there are, even though we're talking about love and light and spirituality, there are battles that have to be fought in the soul. There are battles that have to be fought within, with all the momentum of our past, with all the, you know, what they used to call in the religion, they called the inner demons, you know, and they literally had names for the demons, you know. Like, I think we can all now say, well, there probably aren't real inner demons, but there's our, you know, our habitual reactions, our conditioned responses, both kind of an, our kind of core animal, you know, primitive nature, but also our collective human consciousness, which a lot of which is not very good or very wholesome. And then, you know, we're having to kind of shake all that off and really become someone who's capable to be what the Orthodox Christians used to call a light bearing or a God bearing individual, someone who can like hold that higher consciousness in the world, in the face of all the everything the world throws at you to pull you down from there, to stay in that higher place, that more evolved, more conscious, more awakened place. So, you know, can we kind of achieve certain victories in that and become someone who's reliably grounded in that depth? Absolutely, we can, you know. But, you know, is it necessarily going to be a big shift from A to B all at once? For most people, no. For most people, you know, it can be, but, you know, but even if it is, that doesn't mean now you get to take it for granted. Oh, I've now shifted. I've had three months that I'm, you know, I haven't reacted in this way and that way. And I've just been able to stay really present and conscious. But then on, you know, month number four, something triggered. All your old patterns come back. You don't have to go, oh, I lost it all. You just say, okay, that's part of this too. I have to evolve that. So probably for most of us, for all of us, it's probably best to assume we're in the first paradigm you shared, which is the gradual strengthening rather than trying to get to the big shift. More, it's a more reliable path, sure.